Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
My guy, and this nigga. I even know that nigga's in here.
Oh man.
But yo, it's been a while. It's a motherfucking weed man in the fucking building. It's been shit, fucking months, man.
Real quick, I want to give a shout out to Weed Man. He's been doing his thing. He's been working on his craft and everything. So that's where he's been for this whole time disappearance. He didn't go off and die somewhere. He didn't disappear. You know, the trees didn't take him. So
I wish, man. I fucking wish, yo.
So it's good to have you back.
Appreciate it. So going back to you, though. Like, what's been going on with you, though? Like, tell the folks what's been going on. And tell me, too.
So there's a lot that been going on, honestly. I've been in conflict emotions lately. Mm-hmm. Like, the growing mindset of me with the podcast and social media and the promoting and everything been growing. Like, I've been getting some achievements. Mm-hmm. Like, recently somebody offered me a position to mentor people that's also heading into this hill.
Yo, let's fucking go.
So when I heard that, I was just like, wait, whoa, hold up. Hold up. I'm not even really making money. I never thought like that would come first.
Right.
Into like, you know, I thought I had to make a platform. I thought I had to prove something before I get in that position.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, damn. I'm like, you know, what I've been working on is actually something. Another good achievement that I got, or advice, was from a mentor. She gave me like vocal lessons, and she listened on the podcast, and she was like, listening on the podcast is kind of like listening into like an interview, like somebody's interviewing like their anonymous friends, and we get to know them through the interviewer. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that is a very interesting way to how to explain the podcast. I was just like, wow. I've been gaining about like 40,000 views on like TikTok.
Ooh.
Weekly. That's another good achievement. Yeah. So with the mindset of like that, I've been growing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they deal with the mindset of society. Like I actually do believe like the whole brainwashing thing, because it's like you ever notice like you react to something, and it's not like you know how like you experience something, mm-hmm. and you reacted to it, and then years later you experience it again. You're just like, wow, I would have reacted to this differently. It's like, no, I have like another, I don't know, like I don't know how to describe it. Like something happened. And like, for example, like, you know, me want honesty. I want to be out there with opinions and shit. But then when I hear it, part of me want to react and be all childish. Like, oh, shit. Like, is this person coming at me? And I'm like, no, it's just criticism. You got to take it on the shoulder, like, you know, whatever the fuck. So it's just like at the same time being on social media and seeing how sensitive being like people being nowadays. I'm seeing that shit start to be pushed. So it's kind of being absorbed, I'm guessing.
Mm.
So it's like I'm bound with that. I'm just like, you know, this is me. Like, where is this other part of me being so sensitive and all that shit? And it doesn't even connect to my past. Cause I'm just like, you know, if I'm able to acknowledge it and I'm able to like realize it, and it doesn't even associate with me, I'm like, you know,
yeah.
I'm just like, what the fuck is going on here? So I'm being bound with that.
Got it. That makes so much fucking sense.
Mm.
I mean, yeah, of course, us humans are like sensitive on different topics because we're all living in different realities, right?
Mm.
Now I wish I would say,
but know. In reality, we are. In reality, we are different people. In reality, we all. I don't know, we just fucking different.
Yeah,
but society just wanted to be like, yeah, we just fit one on
exactly.
This box.
Exactly. That's the problem. You know, once again, we had this conversation where we all had different realities, different thoughts, different things going on, and society is trying to make everybody fit into one. Mm. It's not going to work. It's not possible. Even how we live our lives right now, you know, going back to the system. The system works for a certain amount of people. It works for them. Mm. Versus other people, like, why the fuck are we doing this?
And then
because
we,
it doesn't fit and it doesn't work for us.
And then we know that it's actually a thing. Like, people constantly bring it up. We constantly find out racism, like, you know, other issues and shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, we acknowledge it. But then, like, these leaders, these, you know, I just really hate how, you know, people want to gather these leaders. And then it's like, we still have problems. We still have an environment
exactly.
Issues and shit. So.
I agree. Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, that's why I don't put my power into a fucking human being. You shouldn't put your power into a human being. This is why we all should be coexisting and all finding an agreement instead of trying to find a leader. And the leader is just looking out for themselves.
Mm.
Like, it doesn't make sense to me. Like,
mm.
So following that, I had a lot of shit to ask you, and that was like, that's blank. Shit. It's been a while since we talked.
Man. Let's start off with you. Where you been? How you been?
So, gang, yeah, everybody else, I've been sober for I don't know how long it's been. I'm definitely still weak, man, though, but... Shit, I love it. It got me fucked up. I'm definitely still weak, man, but what's happening is, finances and, like, me not working and shit, I gotta watch that shit, you know, because, you know, housing and security comes first. I'm not trying to be homeless and high shit, you know, so...
Everybody got a sacrifice to make.
Right. Especially, like, the time that we're in right now. So, I just been, finding other things to do, like sewing and shit like that, and finding other craftsmanship, and, learning how to be on social media and shit. I feel like a fucking pop. Like, because it's so much shit out here, and it's so much, not even shit. I'm sorry. There's a lot of weirdos out here, man. Like, on the internet. It's, like, so much weird shit. I get everybody have, like, you know, opinions, like, say what you need to say, but it's, like, the logic behind it. I'm trying to figure out, like, if somebody says their opinion, and people are like, no, I'm going to cancel. No, we got to cancel. That's a hate speech.
That and... another thing I'm starting to, like, especially when it comes towards, like, no offense, but white people, is, like, when you coming into our community or you have an opinion or whatever the fuck, it's just, like, you know, I can't help but to think it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, and
you
your know? Opinion is the only one that matters. How does that work?
Oh, yeah, or, like, you know, like, yeah, I think it would be hurtful if I'm in the Black Lives Matter movement, and I'm explaining how we lost our brothers and sisters, and nobody hears
that's
me.
That's the one. That's what I'm.
But it just takes someone outside of my community, especially the, you know, the community that been opposed to my community, to say something about the issues, and then now everybody got an ear to listen
that
into.
That is the issue, right there. Yo, see, this is why I love this shit. That is the issue right there about people having their opinions. Going back to LGBTQ, because I'm a part of that community, but there's a difference where you have white LGBTQ. And then you have, like, the people of color, LGBTQ, and there's a difference. You know, those people who are white, they can have more privilege than I do. And then, you know, my community is trying to say, oh, they're trying to put all this gay stuff on us and all that. This shit been happening for years.
You know somebody else saying? Also pointed out to me, I forgot who I was having a conversation with, but they pointed out billionaires' responsibilities. The reason why they don't get taxed is because their responsibility is to offer jobs. Like, they're responsibly supposed to, you know, make jobs, offer opportunities, but I'm just like, yo, like, why is a lot of people homeless still? Yeah. Like, why? And then the jobs that you do offer, like, you taking advantage of us. Yeah. Like, Amazon, for example. No. That nigga legit work his workers to death for him to go to space.
Seriously.
For a competition.
Seriously. That's sick. That's psychotic. Like, the minimum wage, you gotta look at the minimum wage and then look at, like, the rent or whatever, like the bills.
Or a lot of people want to argue that, you know, food shopping is not expensive. And
blows my fucking mind.
You know, I want to hear from a vegan that, you know, mostly prioritizes like vegetables and all that shit. So I want to hear your opinion on
that. It's fucking expensive. It's fuck. Actually, the vegan food is more expensive than, you know, the carnivore food. Mm-hmm. The fish and the meat and all that is more expensive. There's so many people that came in and was like, yo, it's expensive to be a vegan. I'm used to the prices because I have to eat. But yes, expensive as shit. That shit is sick.
And it's like, growing up in this society, you asking questions now, and you start to realize, you know, like, all right, I do want to be healthy. But then it's like, my pockets can't afford it. Like, what the fuck?
You see this shit? Like, the struggle. And not only that, we can fix these problems as in, like, gardening and all that other shit, but they don't want that. The system doesn't want that.
To back up on that idea, like I said earlier in our podcast, I don't believe everybody should be working. Like, I think that should be given the opportunity to people to look outside of, like, the boundaries and everything. I would give opportunity for creators, artists, you know, all that shit. And plus, I think people that's still learning should be getting paid. Like, for example, working out. If you're working out to benefit yourself, I think you should get paid for that. That is not, how the fuck am I supposed to put hours in the day and work? Hours in my family and communities, whoever need advice or whatever the fuck, and then I gotta find time for myself to work out, eat healthy, plan a meal and all that shit. Like, that shit is time consuming. So, but
I want you to say follow that. Go ahead.
So, you know, just I think you if you put in time and energy to learn a new skill, it's like a job. I think we should be getting paid for that. If you learn a new skill, I think the government should invest in you because you better yourself as a citizen. in the United States. So it's just like, you know, what's the point of me bettering myself? Like, if how the way I look at it now is like, the United States really encourage people to be Muslims. You don't encourage us to be better. And you telling me my only way to grow or whatever the fuck is to put myself in debt in college or some shit. Like, what the fuck? Like, go ahead.
That, and following that, how the fuck don't they have jobs to plant more trees and make the world more healthier and better? How the fuck is we fucking the world up?
Or invest in citizens that, like, for example, I think, like, let's say, like, you know, or they would have offered some, like, benefits, like, you know, you became vegan, you know, we offer you supplies, but in return, you know, plant these seeds, you know, all that shit. Like, you know, like, give and take, you know what I'm saying?
Because, once again, we can be creative in this world. We really can. We can be so creative and fucking make this world so beautiful. But the greed just want people to, the greed want to be greedy and want to keep other people below them so they can stay greedy.
But then they're just like, they're just, it's sabotaging greed. To at that point, I can understand. Okay, you want to be greedy, help me help you. All right, I still going to tax you for you being vegan, but I want to help you be with, like, one, you could grow your own business. I invest in that. Since you want to be vegan, you could grow your own plants and all that shit. That would be better resources. But also in return, you planting more plants and shit in the environment. You offer some other type of opportunities, or maybe you even offering a job, you know, to other people that need it or want to get into that business, or a lesson or a teacher or some shit. You know, that's just a lot of shit you could do with that. But it's
no, I'm sorry. No, you go. No,
but United States just look at, oh, you trying to do something? Oh, okay. I'm gonna take as much as I can. I don't give a fuck. That won't give you a chance to stand up. Like, it's like, damn.
That's what I'm so confused about. It's like, once again, these greedy mofos, as leaders, that shouldn't be leaders. They're not leaders. Because you're not for everybody. You're just for yourself. I don't like this. I fucking can't stand that. And that's the problem that we're in. Everybody is for self. Especially, like, calling these people leaders, the president, and shit like that, for themselves.
And every time when, like, something booming, like for, let's say, for example, social media or some shit, right. I see a lot of scam artists that come out of the bookworks trying to scam people and everything. And then I just noticed the citizens gotta, you know, come together to defend themselves. Where's the cops? I believe that's the best time when a cop should pop up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, all these scammers and shit scamming people out of their money, you know, they're trying to get, like, you know, get themselves out there, you know, whatever the fuck. And they get taken advantage. And then these, basically, they just said that's, like, your fault or whatever the fuck. Or, like, a killer just want to, you know, start killing people in the system. I see people that would, like, start to send notice and, like, hey, wash out the community and all that shit. And, you know, the cops is never the fuck around. But they find every hard work citizen, especially colored people, brothers and sisters, that just doing what they need to do just get by to the next fucking day. And they fuck up their day.
Here, following that, I was talking to police officers. Person of color. Man, talk about brainwash. Man, I was just listening to him, and it was these, I don't know, Discord or tell people business, but he was at the city, and he was looking at it like it was a party, people of color, and I was on FaceTime with him, and he was looking at, like, the guests, he was just looking. I'm like, look at you, looking for trouble. He was like, yep, I am. Looking for trouble, and then when the car came up, he just bothered her. Was like, yeah, I'm gonna see she gonna stay right there. But I'm still on faith now. I'm just like, clown, like. But he just was waiting. So he was like, no, I'm going over there and say something. Hey, can you move your car up there? Thank you. Yeah, move that. Starting trouble, and then following that, when I stopped talking to him, is when he was in the car. He was like, hey, I wanted to get in a speed break. I wanted to get in a car chase. I'm like, for what? He was like, it's fine. I just want to get in a car chase. So you going around looking for trouble.
That's what I'm saying.
I was disgusted. But that gave me insight on what they're doing. They're going around looking for trouble.
Honestly.
And that shit fucked with my brain. You just a troublemaker. I want to get in a car chase. I'm just listening to my life.
Because honestly, when you think about, like, other than that, their only other duty is what, sitting at the office with a bunch of paperwork that probably drove them crazy.
Yeah.
So that any entertainment or whatever for the thrill that they could get from their job. And that's what I'm saying. Like, this country, they really, they really just, I don't know, influence people just to do bad shit, like
uneasy like that. Mm-hmm. They're
very
uneasy.
Even like for like for women, like they have advantage when it comes to like having like full custody of a child when they like, you know, divorce or whatever. Mm-hmm. But now that I start to think about it, I'm like, what is the point of taking a child from a parent, no matter if it's the father or the mother, but if they can support that child on their own but the other partner can't, why are you automatically give it to the partner that most likely can't support them on their own? And it mostly go down to women, because like, you know, in this society we encourage them then like they get off from a provider or whatever, which is men. So it just like, you know, that never makes sense to me. I'm like, damn, now I gotta pay whatever sum of money that she claimed that she need monthly or whatever the fuck for a child that she can't take care of on her own. But you took this from a parent that could. Like, what the fuck? So that shit always been, you know, ass backwards.
Because I was once again, you know, listening, looking at both perspectives, you know what I'm saying? From a man's point of view, a man of color point of view, not the you know, the brainwashed one. But like, you know, a man of color that's really trying to get shit together and really family oriented and all that, and we barely see that, you know what I mean? So that's why I think people go straight to like, oh, give it to the mother, because the mother, quote unquote, has always took care of the children, has always held the household down. And, you know, it's really odd to see that, you know, men of color taking care of their children. It's really odd.
Especially like, you know, when it comes to like fathers as well, they always get painted as like a deadbeat, like, oh, there must be something wrong. But then you get to know the story or like behind the scene. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, marriage. I have not found any good examples of a marriage couple in my life.
Did you think
it either fell apart or they only stick together. They didn't really love each other, but they only stick together, you know, to provide for the family. But still then, I'm just like, do I need to get married to stick with someone that I don't necessarily love just to provide for my family? Another thing that's a turnoff is a third party, which is a judge. I already don't fuck with the whole community of the judge and everything. But a motherfucker can deny me from leaving my relationship, which that could cause, you know, me to be frustrated, you know, cheat or whatever fuck. But she can look, you know, for that in advance, you know, to fuck up our relationship. Because that could be good enough for the judge to be like, yeah, y'all could divorce and, you know, she could take half your shit.
That's why I'm not really into marriage. This shit is sick. It's like, it's a system. Once again, this shit is sick. And like having a third party in y'all little thing anyway, it's brainwashing. Oh, I want to get married because they make it seem like it's real. When if y'all not even getting it together in a real, like a regular relationship, if y'all not even getting it together or you're not building or y'all not, you know, really conversing and really talking about the negotiations of your relationship, how the fuck are you trying to get married? And why do you want to get married? Because what we see on TV, brainwashing, that we always do just like that fantasy of fucking love. Because that's what something that I brought up, I was watching. We got all these Disney channels and all this other shit that they want this fucking happily ever after. And I
will say, in our generation, we had it better. Because they show challenges that you would face. At least when it comes to our generation of like cartoons. Like, nothing that's really... If it did happen, all fairy princess or deal alike, it was to be a challenge at the end. And it like either could broke them apart, or like maybe it would have make them stronger because they actually went through something now. And because like a lot of time, like for example, let's say it was all Disney princess in the beginning, and then something happened, it was a challenge, and then they came back stronger after that. Okay, in my eyes, I might never fully know or what be capable of till we hit a wall. Now that can open up my eyes. But nowadays what I see, it just everything perfect. He made the best decision in his life. She made the best decision in their life. They came together and a happy fucking ending. That's not how that happened.
You know, a lot of people think that though. That's the part, and I was going to say, going back to being brainwashed, a lot of people keep looking for that fairy tale shit, and it's not real. It's really not.
Even now that I know it's like on Tinder, like everybody on Tinder, like, got like those perfect pictures, got perfect little, you know, outings and everything. I'm just like, damn, like nobody pockets been hurting since the pandemic. Am I the only one? another thing I want to get, it's like a domino effect, but I do want to point out this. I have noticed, now that I think about it, our society is so willing to keep straight relationship marriage or whatever. Like, they willing to force that, force them two people to be together, but they won't allow same-sex marriage. I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. But now that I think about it, it's like, I think y'all would have shown what true love really is. Because it's like, how can you get a one-up in the same sex? Like, would they, because they don't, I don't think they would actually know how to deal with that. Like, would they allow the same sex to take half of their shit? You know? So I think that's something they want to do. They want to dibble dabble. But at the same time, well, I would say, like, during that time when y'all was first fighting for that shit, like, pure love, I think y'all would have showed the best of what it is. Because y'all faced through, like, you know, y'all had to deal with society being all in your business. Then you had to deal with your job and your environment, your community and all that shit. So I think I would actually show what pure love really is. And I think that's something they didn't want us to see.
Yeah. I felt that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, once again, I don't know, maybe it's like my mind. Fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I see all the comments of, like, they keep on pushing this agenda, pushing it for you.
But it's then, as a kid, you told me to love who I actually love.
The fuck?
Does it matter as long as they love me? The fuck. Now, the only time I would say no when it comes to animals. Like,
yeah. That's a disability. That's a whole other thing.
Pedophilia and all that shit.
Like, yeah, that shit is sick. I'm not into that. But once again, two grown folks, mind your business. And once again, it's them projecting.
And it's like, y'all, okay. I feel like the one thing I have learned, if you try to keep me away from something, the more I want to try it. And then it's like, that's how I look at society. Like, they really just about what they feel and how they go about things. They try to keep everybody from it.
Yeah, it kills them.
And then it's just like,
yeah.
I never really understood that. You telling motherfuckers that they can't love the same sex, or you really worry about a whole nother nigga dick. I'm just like, you know, like, why does that matter to you? And then if anything is like, you know, what it really telling about you? That's like, this nigga is really on your mind.
No, seriously.
Him sticking another nigga dick, or him doing something else sexual with another man, with another man, or him just comfortable in his own skin, that bothers you.
It really does. It kills the shit out of me. It's the truth, though. It really
so, is. Have you ever experienced, like, you just being, I mean, of course you have, but I'm talking about, like, recent, like, you know, are you still facing, like, something like that similar?
So what I do realize is I get a lot of curious.
Like, want to dibble dabble or want to try to feel?
Yeah, like, want to, like, see what's up and be open then. Like, they'll be like, yo, you know, how you doing? Like, they'll look at me for a long time, just keep staring, like, curious. And there's nothing, that's what I'm saying, like, there's nothing wrong with that. Us being humans, we are curious people. That's how we try sex, or when we try weed, we are curious beings. This is why we're here. But I ain't trying no other sick shit. But, you know, like, you know, the animals and shit, all right, that's a whole nother disability. But, however, we are curious beings, and because we've been indoctrinated with books and religion and all that, it's been given us limitations and limits and fear. That's the shit that just kills me. Like, but once you're not, I'm not saying like that, but if you don't live in fear or don't be into, like, religion and all that, you start to see life in a different perspective of, like, yo, I feel some ounce of freedom. And a lot of people don't have that, and this is why they envy or they get jealous. Or, no, I don't care. Well, they can, you know, I don't care if you're gay, but just keep them behind closed doors because you see their freedom. It's an ounce of freedom that somebody has. You know, like, I'm just, you know, that's not an ounce of freedom, but I still, you know, that love the way white folks are, and they can protest and cancel shit, and they can get away with it, they cancel it. But you know how long, you know, we've been protesting and shit like that, and nothing changed, but we had to get up and shit.
This is why my one, if y'all take anything, my one advice is really involving yourself in your own community, as in, like, having a diverse group. Because me growing up, if it wasn't for one, actually, I wasn't really around too many people that either openly talk about it or that was against it. Except for, like, my brother, but I lost him at a young age. But my sisters, I don't think they actually ever really gave a fuck. But, like, it took me to around when I got in, like, school, high school and all that shit, to be around a bunch of different people. And then I'm being around motherfuckers that went out of their way to bully someone because of their sexuality. And I'm just like, yo, like, I got homework to do. I got this. I got shit to figure out. I'm going to be worried about a whole nother nigga sexuality.
That's the one, though. But you already know what that is. That shit kills them. Like, I had niggas do the same thing. Like, I want to do my best to avoid them. Do you know these niggas, as soon as they see
me, like, they get up. You already living life. You already living life. You already got your own problems. You might be coming from a background, you know, or like even having a job or whatever. Now somebody out of their way going to fuck with my life. Like,
leave me the fuck alone.
So it's just, that's what I'm saying. Like, the society just encouraged people to just be pieces of shit.
And be bullies.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I advise for people to be like with a community, because like even like family, like if you all you had is your family or whatever, fuck, you don't really notice how toxic they are, or like you just accept things as normal. That's why I am so damaged right now. Like even talking to somebody that like family oriented, I can't be in that environment. I just unless y'all genuinely love and respect each other, then I can accept that for what it is. But if you're just the type of person like, okay, we gotta go to my family cookout. And then when I get there, y'all just talking shit about each other. Like, I don't want to be around that environment.
That's good, though. Mm. I want to say, like, you can be aware of, like, if that family oriented, you know who, how you are. Mm. You know that's, like, all right, cool. That's a no-go for me. Because I'm the same way. Like, somebody into, like, family oriented, and most likely they want children.
Mm.
You know that's a no-go for me. Anybody that wants children is a no-go.
If it was somebody that is mature and respectful, and, you know, patient, was waiting, like, listen, I'm open to an idea of having a child with you, you know? I see someone that I can actually have a family with. But, you know, I'm also okay with not having a child because that's, you're not comfortable with that, you know? Okay. I'm just patiently waiting for the date, just let me know. Now, if that person was like that, would you be more open, or is it still like a flat out no? So actually, mine's just turned out to a flat out no.
Because
the way how this society is, like, yo, I'm not sure how I would feel about picking my kid up after school, and then they're just doing all these like TikTok dances and shit. Like it's a norm now for these motherfuckers to shake their ass. I'm just like, what the fuck?
I told you so many times out here. It's like me watching like TikTok videos, and I don't know if I was good at it when I was younger, but like now it's like, the fuck?
It's,
I do this shit.
Well, I never really used too much of social media myself, but I thought of it just a place you find your own lane.
I agree.
But now it's just like,
everybody's trying to fit in the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
It's like this clone. It's like,
it's hella repetitive. That's actually how I feel about everything. Like shows, movies, every entertainment wise. And it which is kind of fucked up from like my point of view, is because I sacrifice my enjoyment for a lot. I would say, honestly, I've been hiding from the world. Cause it's just like I knew what the world was, and I was just like, if I don't have my shit together, I'm not gonna really be out there. That was my excuse. Oh, okay. And now that I want to be out here, I find everything boring. I find everything like, and I'm like, now I'm starting to think, I'm like, damn, I do kind of regret not enjoying it while it was good. Cause it's just like everything, even going to the movies, trash. Or like, me want to work out, now I gotta have a fucking vaccination card. You won't let me be healthy unless I get vaxxed. But people that get vaxxed, you encourage them not to wear a mask when it's known to not be 100% COVID proof.
Yo, it's fucking a nightmare. One. And then two, I'm so grateful us being like in the 90s, because we really did have a taste of like being different. Different movies and different shit. Different music. Mm-hmm. Genres. So, like, seeing all the, like, the new shit now, it's like,
we had,
shit is trash.
We had options.
We really did.
Another thing I want to point out, what year you was born?
95.
95? So, you was, like, the end of the generation of, what is it called?
Millennials.
I am the beginning of Gen Z. 1997 is the beginning of Gen Z. But I, taking from that mindset, it's like, we're like the older siblings or whatever, about like a year or two, and we experience some shit, and then it's like the younger brother is just like, you know, la 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 la.
My sister
is
the same way. She was born in 2000, and she really is la la, like, don't give a fuck, like, mm-hmm. still living her life through all this chaos, and like, there's nothing wrong. And I'm just like, you know, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? How y'all living like this? This is chaos. This is bullshit.
So, a lot of, I will say it is a movement for them to start waking up, because now they're going through our shit and our, well, actually, our shit is considered classics now.
It is.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
That shit classic.
It is.
Like Shrek and shit. That shit,
yeah, it's classic. Deserved to be a classic, but I don't feel like it's their dish yet.
So, what's a classic to you? Let's stay on movies.
I don't feel like 2000 movies are classics. I think they still, because one is still something to be to teach for this generation, you know, for them to watch and go through, which is like the definition of a classic, I would say. But I'm just like, I feel like it's too early. Like, they already calling everything that we enjoy as a kid classic. Like, we didn't get old yet. Like,
but this shit is a classic because the new shit, I can't watch it. Yeah. I really cannot watch it. I can't bear it. Like, this shit is trash. Even the new TV shows are trash. And the old TV shows, I can still, like, or I lean in.
It's a reboot. You finally know that it's a
That's
reboot
what I'm talking about. It's like trash. And I don't lean in. I'm like, though, this shit is so trash. The conversations, the dialogue. Who is writing these films versus back in the 90s? We had so many different writers, the Wayans and all of them, writing, saying, like, our perspectives and what we've been through versus you have people now.
Which, speaking of the Wayne brothers, the first two Scary Movies, you know, they was a big part of.
That wasn't a classic?
That,
I will beat your
No, they are
a classic. I will beat but your
I don't, like, that's, all right, so I'm conflicted. It's a that, classic to us because we enjoy it. We actually watch it. We was there for it, you know. Mm-hmm. But I feel conflicted to the new generation saying it's a classic because, like, what are you comparing it to, you know?
Trash that they see right now.
Or like, yeah, or they saying the classic, but they're not hitting like none of the good points. Are you only saying the classic because it got the basketball scene? Like, I mean, like, which it is a good scene, but it's so much more in the movie that happened. Yeah, you didn't even bring up the good parts. No. Like,
yeah,
probably them. They're meant to compare. Yeah, like, what, yeah, what, this is sort of, all right, so, like, mm-hmm. like, for example, all right, I grew up with Naruto. I don't have any opinion on how people enjoy it. You
Naruto?
Know, yeah. Naruto.
Okay.
So, you know, there's a new series, Boruto, his son. He got a series. Right, right. So everybody watching his scenes, you know, they started comparing it. They saying, this is great, you know, the fight scenes and everything. But I'm just like, it doesn't even live up to the old shit. I'm just like, it's not even fucking, it's like a 2-minute fight and then all they doing is talking. And you saying this is like the best fucking fight scene ever?
Because they don't have nothing else. So they just like, oh, this is the best because I didn't see the old shit. So I think that's what it is.
So that's why I get conflicted. To us, when I see like older like people like with a common sense say like it's a classic, okay, now I'm curious why you say it's a classic. What really stands out to you? But when I hear from the younger people, now I will admit, some younger people, they actually know what they're talking about. And when they bring it up to them, I'm like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
You make me feel old, but I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
You are getting there. You're not young enough when you're getting up there.
The reason why I don't feel that old, but I read a lot of other people looking at us as old, because we didn't look at two people that 30s and shit when they was old.
Yeah.
We was looking at them like, damn, Mario, you got the age to start in a family or whatever fuck, mm-hmm. or, you know, you still figuring out you let me know how life really is.
Yeah.
You're not old till you give up. Or, you know, that's what I picture it is. But they consider old is like wherever you get out of high school. It's so much more out of high school, my nigga.
I feel like I was older when, you know, the youngins, like 18, 20, like, oh, you cute. How old are you? And then I had to look at my age, like, oh my fucking God. You know, versus when you a youngin and old head try to talk to you, you feel like you've grown your shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not those old heads. I'm looking like you. I don't know. I can read them like, you don't have a fucking clue what's going on. Like, man. But yeah, I guess, man, it's a lot happening.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot. It is a lot going on. Mm-hmm. But the way how people going by it, it's the same repetitive state. Mm-hmm. And it just, I get tiring of it.
No, that's really the truth. I think everybody just copy everybody.
Mm.
Like, that's what I see on the internet, and I just keep looking like, y'all getting on my nerves.
That's what I'm saying. Like, even like for example, the one thing I have noticed that I offered on my page that a lot of other people don't do often is options. Like, I have a variety of shit
you
like
to see from. Choices.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Can you keep doing that? That's what makes you unique. Because if I hear a more trending a song that they fucking burn out until you cannot listen to it no more, that irritates you, who is the radio people now? They don't know how to mix it up.
Yeah. Or they don't even offer, like, they just want to stick to wherever it's the fucking
trending
popular.
Was,
and then T-Pain, some of that else I look up to, yeah. He brought up, he was like, I can't, it had been a minute since I bought like a CD or some shit. And I was actually, now that I think about it, I was like, damn, it been a minute since I didn't even see CDs. I remember FYE.
Feel older?
you ever went to FYE?
Yeah, downtown.
Mm-hmm. I remember going there. and just looking at shit selections of music. Oh, and you God. Was able like the dip of that like the little testing area where you could listen. Yeah, I really like, yo.
Yeah.
And then I remember the convenience of iTunes, because I'm just like, there's a couple songs I could get out of this album, and I won't have to pay for the whole thing, but I would just fuck with the song. But now I realize the downfall of that. These trending ass motherfuckers, man.
Yeah. You said, I think, like, shit has shifted so early for us, that's why shit's a classic now. Like, CDs, I don't think you'll ever see that shit again. Because them, did they sell CD players? Like, I mean,
no one really asked me for it.
Yeah,
actually, like, now that I think about it, my laptop don't even come with a CD player. Like,
yo!
Get
the fuck out of here. Wow. You know, we used to watch movies on the left. Get the fuck out of here.
That's not even offer an option.
That shit crazy, because I think moms don't get... Yo! Wow. Damn, do they, are they going to start... Shit, they might get rid of DVD players. Yo, that shit crazy. But shit is so... Oh, no, that shit was smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, like... Shit is so smoothly for us that we just miss that shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything is digital now, and
it's
just being like, I don't know how people can do it, how they can record and fucking life 24/7. I cannot.
Alright, the dibba dabba on that conversation. Yeah, when I find out on like social media. Like, everybody, now that I think about, like I said, like, scammers and shit, now you gotta really watch. Now, everybody that's recording their whole lifestyle, people's really watching and studying. Or, like, for example, recording, like, clips off of their phone. Like, you can screen record on your phone.
Yeah.
So, when people go live and shit, I'm just like, how would I feel about that? Like, somebody that's screen recording and saving me on their phone for, like, a good meme or some shit. Forever it is. And then just like, or like you said, like, for example, let's say I am an artist. I got a song out. I put my heart and passion to that. But because of these trendy motherfuckers that play it day in and day out, nobody want to hear my shit.
Yo,
like, shit. That could be a downfall to me on the long term. I'm like, yeah.
It's just like overplay. It's like, let us hear it. Let us get it, you know, dive in it. Okay. And then switch on to the next. Keep switching it up. When you keep on playing it, like trending it, that shit is annoying. You start...
Or you only play, you know, shit of like this year.
That's what I'm saying.
That's another thing I have a problem with. Like you don't really play any songs from like last year or like 2 years ago or like 2010.
Like, classic.
Like the one thing I will say that I like about our time, you can actually hear the transition of like a different flow.
It is true.
But this time on, you can just hear the transition of like, yo, what y'all doing now? Like y'all just. Like, even sampling, like, other music, they just take the clip and just put it on the bitch. Or they use the same beat.
Yo, that is fucking annoying. Like, I get it, like, back in the 90s, they used to do that to, like, old music and shit. Like,
but they
produce.
But when you listen to that and you listen to the original shit, you can tell the difference.
Yeah, that's true.
For example, I think Kanye West, and, like, he did a sample of Lauryn Hill.
Mm-hmm.
When I listen to it, it's like, it's damn near the same fucking beat.
Yep.
And if only thing, like, he just shortened her lines or whatever the fuck. Yeah. I'm just like, I know for OGs, they wouldn't consider that an actual mix. Like, that would be, like, lazy work right there.
It is.
And then it's just like, you know, what they're doing now is just, like,
lazy
more
work.
Acceptable.
Yeah, lazy work. Because I would love for, like, people to produce their beats from scratch. People don't like doing that.
Mm.
And I'm not even a producer, so what do I know? I enjoy different beats. I really do. I enjoy... different sounds, different beats. If I keep on hearing the same beat and it sounds similar, I'm not going to keep listening to the full album or the full song. I'm like, yo, didn't I just hear this song?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like the same beat. I'm cutting it off. I love different beats. That's my shit.
Or how about, like, for example, voice actors?
Okay.
Like, people get the same voice actors that's already popular in movies and all that shit. But I'm just like, why not give that opportunity? You don't get to see the motherfucking face. Why not get an opportunity of somebody, you know,
that
new in the field, you know, that can use this get up, you know, whatever the fuck.
Yes. But that's the thing about trendy and popularity, that when people like them a lot, now they can get all these deals and they can get all this and all that, but they're not good at it.
Mm.
It's the same thing like rappers that be trying to act. And Dwayne Pitt said something about that. I don't know if it was Marlon or Sean, but he was saying, stop giving rappers out of roles.
Because,
you know, actors, they go to school for that shit, too. Give the actors their role. I mean, I get it. They used to do that back in the 90s, like, have rappers.
As, like, a guest character or something.
Yeah, and that was it. But they be trying to have rappers, and rappers, they be being themselves. That's not acting.
It's acting to the media. Or like, for another example, back to the scammers and shit. When you become famous or whatever, fuck, you have people that will legit stalk you, stalk you down. You know, if you advertising your life 24/7 and you in this field or in that position, you know, you putting your life at risk. Yeah. Or like trespassers. Yo, now that I'm seeing how motherfuckers will lose their life over a possession that was theirs in the first place, like, really, you went out your way to value something that belongs to me was more value than my life or the, you know, the loved ones in my house or some shit. And really, motherfuckers were really past the boundaries. They don't give a fuck that you got a daughter, a child, a lover, a, you know, nothing. Fuck you. I'm gonna take your shit and your life if it comes necessary to it. To me, that's the most grimiest shit you can ever fucking do. So taking that into the counterweight, I'm like, now I'm like, once I'm getting that felt, I have no choice but to be sick to it. I have no choice but, like, I don't even, if you come in my house unannounced, I'm gonna take a shot. Just all the rip. Because if I make the wrong decision at that critical moment, it could put everybody that I love at risk.
Yeah.
Like, you have no choice but to be ruthless. Like, at the same time, I don't want to be looking at everybody as a potential threat. But knowing that the color of my skin, I know I have to watch out for my own people that want to be puppets. That's why I'm not a big fan of these fucking gangsters.
You gotta watch out for that. Then you gotta watch out for the other folks that's after you. Like, it's no safety. Like,
and we've been so divided. Like, now in the community, if you've been on TikTok, I'm pretty sure you saw it. It's a divide between black women and black men. They both arguing about the flaws between each other. But I'm just like, at this point, we both acknowledge that we both got flaws. So why don't we just calm down and have a conversation? Like, y'all really at each other necks and shit.
Because a lot of people, because I'm not hetero, so I can't even speak too much. However, I can observe on a lot of women are kind of still stuck in that 50s, 60s mentality of their grandmothers, and they didn't have, you know, a lot of rights. They still don't have rights, but didn't have a lot of rights, and they're still in that, like, that stage of, like, well, he got to pay this and pay that. He's your partner. He's not your parent.
Can we really say staying, or they seeing the opportunity or gain they can use from it? Because that now, I mean, like, they know it. They acknowledge. They see what they can gain. Like, you know, like, for example, like, why fuck around with someone that's trying to get off on their feet? When I could just show this hot rod body to somebody and then, you know, hopefully get pregnant by a billionaire or some shit, or a nigga that got money. Or if I marry a nigga, I could take half of his shit if he got something, you know? So at this point, we know it's a gang. You know, we know there's women out there that want to take advantage. Or like for niggas, like, you go around breaking women's hearts, you want to treat them like dog shit, and now you surprised that they playing the game how it really is. Like,
hey, but it's the only
thing. It's a hypocrite. It's a hypocrite. That's going on both sides that I have a fucking problem with. Because, like a lot of niggas that would, like, get mad at women for, like, you know, Megan Thee Stallion or some shit, or, like, even Lil Nas or whatever fuck. But I'm just like, you niggas promote guns, violence, and, like, you can't have a standard about somebody showing their sexual body when you promote gun violence in their own community, drugs, and all that shit.
You know, everybody, they never acknowledge. You know what you, like, you know, everybody just be quiet and go on to the next thing. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, and you can't project this and that. But you're okay with all this violence, all this and all that. You're okay with that. What is wrong with y'all?
But when a woman's saying the same thing, or a gay man saying, you know, or just even expressing his sexuality, love, or whatever the fuck he's doing, that's too much. But your whole career is main focus on brutality against your own kind. You drug, overdose, and all that shit.
Hey, brain is fucked up, man. No, that's the one, like, when I be scrolling and looking through messages and shit about, like, dumb shit, sexuality and whatever else, or, you know, Meg or whoever else, a rapper shaking their ass and rapping and shit like that. I'm like, look, do what you need to do. But them, like, in the comments, just like, I'm so sick of this, I'm so sick of that. What are you doing then? What are you doing to change something? Or are you just running your fucking mouth?
That's why I think I'm such a big fan of, like, the butterfly effect. Because it's like, everybody would have think, like, you know, if I would have did this and that, how would it, like, turn out? Or, like, you know, you just see the outcomes and shit. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm seeing, like, people are so in denial. Like, you can show the facts. You can show the action, you know. Or you just be all about yourself. And motherfuckers will still go all that way to, you know.
Cycles.
Or, like Wu-Tang. They had an interview. It was Method Man and Dirty Old Bastard. They had an interview. I forgot where it was on, but he was talking about and this was happening in the 90s. He was like, I don't get how motherfuckers would come to me in the hood, ask me spit real shit, and then y'all only listen to the niggas that just talking out of their ass. Like, I'm talking more than outside, gang and violence and all that shit.
And that shit don't sell.
Right, right. And you talking about keeping it real. This is real to me.
Exactly.
But you will help buy albums, promote this nigga that talk about nothing but drugs and violence, and, whatever considered what is a thug and all that shit.
It sells. That shit is so
unbelievable. Which, come to find out, is programmed by a white motherfucker that own this fucking, rappers and shit.
Right. But so, then, I think, once again, I'm going back to, because me and you already meet Dean, but I think it's going back to, I think that's how people want to see black men.
Mm.
And then when black men are not, black men are sensitive, or black men are something else, or black men are gamers or whatever, he's not a man. Or he's something else.
Another thing that point out to me, get out my room.
Another
thing that point out to me, every major problem that we face now, it's been the same fucking problem that, the generation before has been facing. And I'm just like, when are we going to get tired? Like, clearly, what we've been doing is just a loop in itself.
Because anybody talking this shit.
It's just a never-ending loop, as long as we have these puppets following and shit. But I'm just like, everything you talk about, the issues that we have, if anything, it's just more extreme than it was, in the previous generation. But I'm just like, even the fact, Method Man was talking about that shit in the 90s, I'm just like, shit hasn't changed. It just got worse.
Because, once again, something's going on in the black community, too. Something's going on with their brains, their spirits. Something is wrong. Something is really wrong.
Actually, another thing I've been pointing out, a lot of women actually support pedophilia. It's this whole cult leader going around on, TikTok. She preys on BBW women. Also, that's also a mother or whatever fuck. She got a whole cult going around. And this is a black woman that pretends to be a dyke or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
But she get these women along. They, offer her checks and whatever. If they're not able to pay her, she forced them to cut themselves on their thigh or whatever. On live and all that shit. And at worst to the matter, she's also preying on 17-year-olds and all that shit. And then just I see a lot of people try to ban up and cancel her, but then she has so many women in defense. It's just also with R. Kelly. A lot of women just want to come at niggas and, if you support R. Kelly, you're a pedophile. But a lot of people don't want to talk about or admit, a lot of women actually supported R. Kelly. My grandma was included. She was a heavily dick rider for R. Kelly. I never really understood. I didn't even know his backstory or whatever at that age. And he wasn't my artist either.
No.
But it was R&B. I understand slow sex and all that shit. That was your world, grandma. Mm-hmm. But I know for a fact she knew about that whole case or whatever. She was like, fuck that little girl. I still love R. Kelly. So it's just we have to admit as well, women can be just as much of a problem.
Absolutely.
If you're not preying on young little boys or little girls, you just support an idea or some shit.
Period. I always question women who pray, a cougar that pray on young men. That is questionable to me. But once again, in our community that was so fucking psychologically fucked up, that they think, oh, well, if you're gonna give you a pussy, then go get it. Nigga.
Go ahead. Finish
that. Right person. If it was an older man going after a little girl, now it's a problem. Y'all are psychologically fucked up.
Same sex.
Yeah,
how is that I actually curious how that conversation would go. A gay or older man, prey on the fresh, came out of the closet, young gay man or whatever fuck. Is that considered predatory or
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Fuck yeah.
Mm.
Absolutely. I've seen that multiple times too. Shit. Not saying it like that, but I have a family member like that, and I don't like his dad. But that's, once again, the reason why I'm like, I should get on my nerves, because when somebody hears somebody is gay, that's the first thing that they think about.
Mm.
Is you going after my son.
Mm.
I felt that shit. I've been accused of, not verbally, but, I felt, you feel that shit.
Mm.
If you know, her son to come around and go back upstairs or something like that, or like some weird shit. Now I gotta go, cause if you don't know who you're hanging around and you know me, you know we're not friends. You don't fuck with me if you think I'm going to go after a child. What the fuck is wrong? You think I'm a pedophile? Mm-hmm. Why the fuck are you my friend?
Mm-hmm. But what I'm talking about, like, you know, college student or whatever, going to parties and, like, he find, like, his own community to hang out with. And then, you know, the motherfucker already been here for years. He got experience.
And then, college, don't you be, like, 20?
Yeah, around, like, 18 to, like, 20. But yeah. It's something. When I was in college and dorms, like, they don't segregate age or whatever. So we had someone that was, like, 31 or some shit, like, living in dorms. Yeah. But then we had, I think she was around my age. I think she was like a year or two younger than me. So she had to be like 18. I think I was like 20 to 21. Okay. So around like 18 or 19. Mm-hmm. But the 31-year-old was talking to her in like college and dorms. Like, you know, and I'm just like.
It's skeptical, but she is grown.
Right. Right.
So, like, once you're 18, like, I really don't give a fuck. That's on you. But I'm saying as in, like, if you're, like, 14, 15, I know my limit. I'm not talking to no 18-year-old. But they're young, and they want to experience life. Mm. So, you're 18. Do what the fuck you want. Especially if you got your own bills. Just, look, you're a grown-ass motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. You know, but it's one of those things where it's, like, if you're underage, quote-unquote, in this society, you know, 17, 16, 15, 17, high school, you don't know what the fuck is going on. You got to figure out, you know, whatever.
Mm.
But
18,
do you experience
all that
shit?
Cause
I was
like, like you said, it's consent at the end of the day, and you at the age of it. My only thing, I think it's more of the responsibility of the older person. If you're just coming here to fuck around, make sure that be known. Like, cause like this person is young, naive, like, you know. And then it's like when they get fucked up, or they pass it on to whoever next, you know, all that shit. So I would say for the older person, it's more of your responsibility that, like, you really gotta be on your like, if you're gonna be with someone at a young age, you gotta be having your intentions known.
But yeah, I was gonna say, but the thing is, they be fucked up too when they try to go after, like, young
and then boys. They pass on that trauma, whatever. Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I have noticed that that's really heavily in the gay community, because it's like you already get trauma from your family, or whatever. But when it comes to relationship, that you only can get that in your community. Mm-hmm. Like, we can't pass on that trauma unless you've been sexually abused or some shit, which
that happens.
I think it happened more. I actually can't say what happened more on, but I have noticed or been brought up to me more by women standards. Like, you know, they experienced some fucked up shit that led to them being gay or whatever fuck, and then it can spread on that mentality of like hating men or whatever, or all men is evil,
absolutely.
And all that shit.
Absolutely.
Which,
it's just trauma, man.
Now that I think about it, that's the only time when, like, you know, nobody don't have a say or anything, like, that's the only time you accept me for, like, loving myself or loving, like, the same sex. If I went through some fucked up experience with the other opposite sex.
Ooh, I think, yo, I'm telling
you. But if I just naturally love the same sex, you want to question me and all that shit. Like, yo, you haven't even tried pussy. What the fuck? Does that matter at the end of the day that I figure out? Like,
yeah, let me figure it out. But once again, this is, like, no boundaries. How the fuck is you worrying about somebody else's sexual, like, sex life? Like, you gonna be like, you want to be a part of it, like, you in it.
Mm.
Like, I never understood that shit. I don't give a fuck who you
are. And seeing how far parents willing to go. Willing to go. Like, even, like, I never thought. Oh, actually, I still don't see me having this problem. But, you know, I can't. Yeah, I would have never thought I would have somebody, like, third party inside my business and tell me, like, who I can marry. Or I need their approval to marry somebody. Like, bitch. Or like, this whole fighting for, like, the passenger seat. Like, you know, like, who come first, your wife or your mother? And now that I think about it, like, I actually don't give a fuck. Whoever take the seat first is a seat. I don't give a fuck.
Like, you see the fucking ego of, like, humans. Of fucking humans. Like, you now you gotta choose this, you gotta choose that. Why are you even thinking like that? When the time comes...
It's never no coexist... And this is another thing that pissed me off about this whole society. Mm-hmm. Like, school brainwash us, you know, to think, to act like this and everything. And then nobody wanted to admit it. Like, mm-hmm. Another reason why I don't want to see myself having a kid. What is the point of me sending you to the same fucking school that haven't did me damn... Not a damn fucking thing.
You gotta unlearn everything. Everything that I've learned is what I had to unlearn. Going back to history. Man.
It's like playing the game on easy, and then you get out to the real world, and then just find out it's on hard all day.
That shit's on extra hard.
Legendary.
Man, like, fuck out of here. Like, I really can't believe, like, the lies. Like, not bringing up the indigenous life, not bringing up all the other shit.
Or just being a guest person, because you're not really allowed to talk back to your, like, you know, what you call them, your... it's not your peers. Yeah, your teachers and shit. And you're not allowed to question their authority. So you just have to follow, like, you know, you have to raise your hand to ask to go to the bathroom or whatever the fuck not. But now that I think about, like, we didn't do that shit at home. Why the fuck am I raising my hand to go to the bathroom?
And even
now?
At work, I go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I ain't doing that shit.
That's
the far as I go, I'm like, I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's how me
talk. I let you know where I'm going.
And not only that, the time when you gotta call me, family, take a 2 weeks vacation and succeed, you can get approved.
Oh, how about you want to leave a job? You got to give a 2 week notice. You think I'm going to work, let you... Wait, first of all, for me, the only reason why you want that to happen so you can work me the hardest for them 2 weeks before you let me go.
That's so funny, because I always, like, left. I always left. And, yo, the manager just to be mad and shit, like, well, when are you leaving? I'm like, it's my last day. Well, you're supposed to give out 2 weeks notice. I'm like, I didn't know.
It's your responsibility to find out working.
She was pissed up, but, yo, every job I did that. Because, you know, they enjoyed my work ethic, and they enjoyed me, but, no, fuck y'all. Because it's either y'all going to manipulate me while you leave, or we can figure out a schedule. Like,
come to find out, it been proven the way how they made the work statistics or whatever the fuck. So, come to find out, it's less beneficial for you to be the hard worker, because you get the more dependent, they rely on you more and everything. And,
exactly.
But for the people that don't do shit, that you always have them people at your job that don't do all the work, you know, or whatever the fuck, and they still here. But come to find out, it's been proven the way how it works. If you don't put as much effort into your job or whatever, they actually pay you the right amount of money. Because you're not paying me the work hard, you pay me to be here. This whole extra work ethic, that's bullshit. I don't get a bonus for my work ethic. I don't get a bonus for making your fucking brand look good. I don't get shit.
That shit
and then you always tell me that you can replace me.
Please.
Which, yeah, in reality, fuck you. Mm. Fuck you. But at the same time, how the fuck that's supposed to make me work harder when I know I can be replaced at any moment? No matter how much I work, if I get injured on a job, and you don't want to take that liability, you're just gonna let me go.
Ain't that shit crazy?
Yeah. But when I think about me working hard for my own fucking brand, no matter if I can't work no more, but if it's able to grow, I can die with that. My family would be good. Yeah.
But you see, like, the manipulation, the brainwashing, how they will have you abandon your fucking self for their expense. Well, not even at their expense, for their benefit. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is my brand. Work hard. Whatever.
Basically, it is an expense, because you're basically their product.
Yeah. Whoa.
You're basically their product.
I'm always trying to get on. Mm-hmm. I'm not that very shit.
So it is an expense, because they paying you like a slave. Like, it's like...
No, seriously.
Because they... Yo... They really taking them, like, yeah, I pay you $600 a week. You ain't appreciate it. You're gonna
put the taxes that take the shit up and shit.
Right.
So all the hours that you put in, they be snatching that shit. So it's fully pointless.
Yo,
I hate this.
I hate it.
Wands rumble. Dear God.
Or this whole, like, okay, we know for a fact you tax middle class and, like, poor class. And then, you know, you're not taxing the rich. And their only responsibility is to create more job opportunities. But they're not doing it. And yet, you want to, like, for a whole example, like, the government is supposed to be shut down or some shit during around December 3rd. They prolong it to, like, the December 3rd or whatever the fuck. But how the fuck are you losing money?
You're fucking lying. That's why I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Stop fucking playing with me.
You're going... Or they back in this COVID. Yo, this is the most... they ever did for, like, anything. Like, you haven't put this energy towards police brutality. You haven't put this energy, you know, to better our society, to fight global warming or climate change. None of that shit. When it comes to a fucking vaccine, I admit, it could. It probably is as dangerous as you say. Or whatever the fuck. But there's a lot of flaws that come into it that nobody want to acknowledge. One, I am not taking nothing that I can't hold a motherfucker accountable for. Why can I not hold them accountable for giving me some fucking vaccine?
Bruh, that's why I'm heavy on that shit, because if anything was to happen to the body, your body, that you have to live in until it's time for you to go, guess what? You gotta live with it.
Or let's say I haven't noticed any issues. You know, when I get old, you know, I'm starting to have these problems. I'm thinking just because of old age, but what happened is just because of this fucking motherfucker vaccine. Right. Just because we know that the Johnson & Johnson's give blood clots. And actually, this is what the fucking building recommended.
Tell me, man. But anyway, back on that shit, man. Just know this shit is so fucking crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
But
Evan.
I forgot, man. I just was like, I don't know, I've just been at ease lately. Like, you know what? The only thing I can do for myself is just keep on building, keep creating, keep learning different ways about myself and creating different shit about myself so I can create something for myself. And same with you, too. So that's why you had popped up and shit. Like, you know what I mean? They always on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this shit right here, you don't come past conversations like this.
Remember how we was talking about, like, memories? Mm-hmm. Like, for example, if I were to look back to, like, my photos of, like, my mother or something, they was, like, at a spot hanging out, and, you know, she found her own circle, you know, her own memories. I wouldn't necessarily say I would try to find every fucking spot and recreate my own memories within that same spot. That's why I see people on, like, Instagram and shit. They all go to the same spot, to the same, you know, food place, you know, all the markets and all that shit, and enjoy the same fucking vibe that, you know, millions of people do. I'm just like, damn.
That's a good fruit. Oh, I've been there too. It's a me too type.
It's like a fit in type of, yeah. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
But they don't have this.
I'm like, y'all don't have, yeah. Like, for me, I don't really like anything plain. Cause it's like most likely somebody have it, you know, most likely. Like,
you're a little picky bitch, huh?
Like, for example, like
unique shit.
Like white. Like I don't really like white. Like the color white. It's plain, easily dirty, you know, all that shit. So I mostly stick to, like, you know, red or, you know, some black or some shit. You know. Well, it's something that I usually don't ever see. Now it's like to be repetitive, I would say. But it's like, y'all don't have a little urge to, you know, find uniqueness in yourself? Because, like, even, like, back in the day when people was doing, like, you know, a re-image or whatever the fuck, they would add, like, a different, all right, we're going to take the same photo, how my parents did in the 80s or whatever the fuck, it had that black and white or, like, a little bit color of a photo, but you're going to add a moderation into this shit. Like, we change it up. Like, we add our own personality into this mix. It might be the same location, but a different personality. And, like, we can appreciate that. But all y'all motherfuckers just look exactly the same.
That's some fucking Aquarius. That was some Aquarius shit. You ahead of your time, man. So, it's just your medicine. You have to do something different. You have to do something unique. It's okay, me too.
I think my biggest urge is doing whatever fits for me.
Yeah. That should be your biggest urge. Seriously.
And whatever I find convenient. Because I'm just like, I don't really understand. I get mad when I see a lot of people start to try to do what I'm doing.
Oh. Yeah.
Like for example, like, when I go on, like, social media, I don't see no games that I be posting. And then as soon as I post that shit, I just see, like, shitloads of the same content. I'm just like, what the fuck?
They have the music, though.
No. Most likely not. That's one thing that I do. I do stand out. But actually, I have a separate page just for the music and everything.
Like that shit, man. That shit's therapeutic. Just seeing you play the game and then having a good ass fucking music, and that's something that they don't have because the limitation that they have on themselves of just having trendy music or fresh music.
Mm-hmm. But that's also the downfall of motherfuckers trying to copy. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, thank God for being unique, because they can't copy every fucking flow. But these motherfuckers would damn sure fucking try. They would damn sure fucking try. It was like, oh, this is popping. Oh, this is unique. This is what people are. This is what he doing that people actually want. We're going to try to do the same fucking shit, and we're going to play out to the fucking dead. Like, yo.
Because you take the music. You got that ear, too. Because I got that ear. I love fucking good music. Everybody don't have to take the music. I hope you know that. Like, listen to this shit. Every fucking song, if we did, like, move my emotions, or I'll be thinking in my head, like, some deep shit's a good tune. Versus, like, being in the car with somebody else that play trendy shit or play shit that's fucking whack and trash. See what I'm saying? So keep doing that, man. Fuck these people.
That's what I'm saying. Like, even something simple as, like, music supposed to be, like, your hobby. Your interest. Yeah. You know, it's supposed to, like, connect with you. How the fuck do you have connection if your shit's trending? Like, if all your music selection is trending, like, it can't really relate back to you. Like,
I think you just triggered the whole world. That was some good
like,
shit.
Even, like, because it's like a collection. Your collection is supposed to, like, describe like who you are. Like, all right, if I go to your music playlist and I see nothing but like love songs or whatever the fuck, like, oh, you're a very loving person, or you desire that, right. You know, or whatever fuck. Like, it's supposed to give a story. But if I can't get a story from your own selection, like, what the fuck?
You really don't know who you are. You really don't know yourself. That's some deep shit.
And it's kind of funny. Here I am questioning myself, like, who I am, like, who I need to be to fit in this world. And then it's just like, for the people that actually do cherish and appreciate me, they were like, you don't need to change.
Yeah, not that
if anything, you just need to evolve and improve yourself. I mean, like, you know.
Right, right. Y'all hear this word? Y'all hear R. Mustang coming to a realization before I choke him the fuck out of that bullshit that he trying to
fool? Listen, it's the demons that I'm fighting living in this world.
No, well, shit.
Damn. It's just like, I want to be myself. But then it's like, when I go to present myself out there, we're like, oh, we don't accept this. This is weird. We don't want this shit. But then everything that y'all fucking want, it's the same repeat. Or it's like, you know, the reboot. Or it's like trending. And it's just like, you know, it's a shit that's not going to stay forever.
That's that petty shit that I had. Oh, you don't want me? We don't want you, you fucking clone. Fuck you.
See, I'm glad that I know myself. I'm more willing to accept that I'm okay with being my small circle. Whoever I see is whoever I see at the end of the day, or whatever the fuck. I don't need that attention from the world. But now, because, you know, my younger self used to, you know, start to think or regret, like, maybe I needed more friends. Maybe that would help me out my bubble or some shit. Or, like, maybe that would be something I needed to, like, overcome the challenge that I'm facing now. But now that I think about it, it comes with a lot of ability. Like, this whole brainwash mindset or this opinions and putting people down, or yo, if people would really be in friendship just to hate on a motherfucker.
Yo, that is my family member, my sister, she has an approval addiction. She has a approval problem. She will sit here and be like, yeah, they be tired, I mean, they be jealous, they be talking this, they be talking that, but still hang out with them. Like, oh, I don't trust them, no, but you know, I just hang out for what? She don't even know. That's why I said, you need to stop second guessing yourself. It's so healthy, it's so good to be in your bubble. Now, of course, not all the time, but to be in your bubble, to have your own thing going on. So whoever you run into, run across, or whoever you meet, you know who you are, and you won't get enmeshed with their shit. You'll be like...
A study have shown most creative people is loners.
Yeah.
Because now that I think about it, you're not really being affected by like other people's thoughts and process. And... So you're forced to, like, you know, really use your actually, I think that's how you lose, like, your ability for, like, the, because, like, my sister brought it up. She said she used to have, like, you know, her thoughts and her voices in her head, but she said she shut that shit off. Never really figured out how to turn that back on. And I don't know how it is to have a mind that not able to be a mind. Like, it's just a void. So, thinking of that, like, I think being alone, like, opened up the door of, like, your mind just evolving, because you're really using that brain power just constantly thinking and, you know, whatever the fuck, and being creative. And it's like, if you put yourself more out there for people to use and, you know, or whatever the fuck, or take advantage of, and just having that mindset, that can be destroying. So it's just like, that's what I'm saying, there's no easy way to live in this fucking world, that's for sure.
I know you try that shit. I think it's like easy shit.
It's no
easy way at all.
It's like everybody just make it complicated. Like, even like, for example, I'm just trying to make it doing what I love. But if a bunch of people want to dick ride off of my, like pranks. Like, pranks used to be a thing. Like, simple pranks, you know, making a joke out of, you know, or whatever fuck. But then people want to ride it and do the extreme, and then people, you know, put your career on the line. If somebody get injured, or a nigga lost his life because he want to put a prank on somebody, you know, that he know not to fuck with, he loses his life or some shit, like, you know, that can all backfire. You know, like, for example, YouTube would demonetize, you know, pranks and all that shit. Like, that's hurting my career because the motherfucker want to dick ride off of my success. I'm just like, damn.
Too many dick riders, too many B2s around this bitch. Everybody looking for approval from the next person, and the next person don't even like themselves. Dumb.
Another thing with this generation that I find a problem with, we don't allow flaws.
Yeah, we don't. They don't have issues. I ain't got time for this shit.
We don't allow.
Going back to us, we know we got flaws. Fuck it. We'll just be the authentic.
Now, it's to the point where I'm like, when I see flaw, it's cringy. Because it's like, I don't get to see it that often. So I'm like, damn. Cringy. It's cringe. I mean, it is. I'm able to acknowledge it. That's what I'm saying. Because I don't see it as often. So now, like, every time when they show it, it's like, it's always in a cringy moment. Like, fuck. Like, I cringe. Like, ah, shit. Like, oh, wow. Or, like, what I was watching. This, like, I really cringe when somebody embarrasses themselves in front of the crowd. But, like, that's my biggest cringe because, like, that's something, like, personal to me.
Oh,
like,
ah, shit.
Fuck.
That should be
true. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, ah,
Yeah, I think I got that too. I just
feel
like, ooh.
Yeah. So it's just like, I'm able to see it and I'm like able to acknowledge it. I'm like, damn. All right.
But I just like to be like, it's cool that I'm doing that shit too. Like, you know, let them know.
For me, and I do have a creative mind, writer mindset.
You really do.
So I see the, as long as they do it in the right way, I see where it could gain. My biggest issue when they do that and then the character don't make no character improvement. That's what I find an issue with. How the fuck he went through that experience, and then he's still, like, you know, not growing. Right. Which is, that is some people in some cases or whatever, fuck. But this is, like, the main character here. Like, what the fuck you doing? Or, like, if that is story, I don't know. It get conflicted.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think, because going back to, like, TV shows and shit, I think they do that to continue to keep prolonging, like, shit. So, I've been looking for an ending in TV shows and movies. They don't want you to find an ending. They want you to, so they can keep on going and getting their money and keep going. So it's kind of that thing. But for you, because I really do want you to write, because I feel like you will fucking shake the fucking world and just write different shit, and that shit would be amazing. Because once again, I don't know about we, but I know I would like to see refreshing shit. When I mean refreshing shit, authentic shit, real shit. If people get triggered, so what? They gotta do with their shit. That's the problem here. Everybody wanna be, you know, I guess, to escape reality. If you watch it on, like, a TV show and shit like that, that's good. That's good, too. Like, damn, I felt that. Gonna get a good cry in. Get angry. Do what you need to do. Because that's your shit. But everybody want this whole Disney, Nick shit. Like, oh, I want that, too. And I fuck that. I want some authentic shit. Like, Bob Burger is my outlet. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's still funny. And it still shows them that they fucked up. Like, real shit. They're not, like, perfect. They got their own shit. They don't got their mental health issues. I be cracking the fuck up. Linda, I be cracking up at her, like, damn, I be seeing myself like, damn, I'm a little fucking twisted. Like, the fuck? But I love that shit, though, because it's therapeutic to let you know that you're not alone. And we all know how it feels to be alone and not connect. So watching this happily ever after shit could be triggering for me. Like, where is that? What does that look like? Versus somebody that's fucked up and just like, man, give a fuck. Funny shit.
Or this world is so sensitive. Like, if I made a show, the character did some dumb shit, you know, fuck around, or like he, you know, he did something on the TV show and people want to reenact that and then get themselves hurt. My shit can get like canceled or get in trouble for that, or I gotta put a label like, please do not eat Tide Pods. Like, why the fuck do I gotta, like, what the?
Because you don't understand how stupid some people are. I know for you, you got your own mind and you, like, you think
a lot. Well, also at the same time, whatever I did, like, my mom would have beat my ass for whatever I did. She wouldn't go to, like, the store or the show or and try to get them canceled. She would have realized I did that on my own dumb will. Yeah, even though I'm a kid, like, at a certain, like, you got to think, like, that's a lesson in its own. Thinking your actions.
Self-accountability. You're trying to go to the, well, it's a TV show. Same thing with, like,
Now, going off of that, here's my problem. They always want to do that on something that's actually being the example of wokeness. Is bringing out the knowledge, you know, working in their own right. Everybody got their own path on how to try to fix the issues. Exactly. And usually in a TV show, they paint a story to, like, open up your eyes about that situation. People want to cancel that and just be like, that's not enough. But then we get these fake-ass woke people, but they're on TV shows. Or we get these fucking TV shows that ain't doing shit.
And people be like, oh, it's so good, it's so deep. And I'll be watching it like, what was so deep about it? Help me understand, bro.
What? Because he cursed a cop? Wow, that really,
I hate it.
That was deep. That was just fucking wild moment right there that he cursed out a cop.
And all the deep people that be sitting there like, so it was so deep while all the other people so fucking amazed by it.
Oh, slave movies. Yeah. That's actually slave movies is the most that's something that actually pissed me off because they always end with like the slave either subbing what
was it
slave movies
slave
slaves
okay go ahead
movies my biggest issue with that it usually still ends with them being a slave or some shit or they they like kill one white man, they'd be like, you know what, that's enough for us to come together. I'm just like,
I can't. I'm not even white man.
I'm like, so you telling me, you know, let them do all that evil shit to my people and then killing them a few would have like solved the problem? Or like us sitting down having tea together and talk about how, you know, your race doesn't really affect me is like, wow, that's an accomplishment. I mean, accomplishment right there.
You already know that television shit.
Movies too.
Yeah. You know, just the TV, just in general. I hate that though. I hate that people have to be mindful on like what they say. Like, if it's their truth, it's their truth. Versus like when it comes down to sexuality, like, just shut the fuck up. Mind your business. Like when people are like, oh, I don't like it. Okay, you don't like it. We talking about something else. We got other issues to focus on. Like, that shit is just dumb.
Or not taking, like I said. Cause it's also, it could be like a double-edged sword. Like, so Webby is coming out harshful. Like, some people see it as harshful, but if it has a meaning to it, what does the meaning mean? It's like Dave Chappelle.
It'd be dumb shit.
Like, the my biggest problem when it comes to like people having a problem with Dave Chappelle, like, are you taking his meaning into account? Cause everything that he's saying is aimed towards racist white people.
I didn't see that though. I didn't see it. I thought watching.
That is a fair point.
I was gonna say. But at the end of the day, we all know what's up. And that's another thing, too. You can't even say white LGBT. Why? Because what, he's afraid to get canceled? You know what I'm saying? We all know.
Or they wouldn't allow him to be on air? Like you know, that how much power they are willing to go through. Like, for example, we had our own community. Yeah. But it just took for somebody that's outside our community to have a problem with it. Oh, these motherfuckers making too much money. Oh, these motherfuckers is too happy.
That's the thing.
Oh, these motherfuckers want to focus on just building up their community, marrying their own people. Oh, yeah, we can't have that.
Exactly. Hate it. But once again, I want people to express their spirit in their own way. But just like sexuality, I just want all that shit to be canceled, you know? Like, just to push to the side. Because everybody else is sex, like,
I do find it weird that we gotta acknowledge, like, your sexuality, your pronouns, like, it's like a profile. Like, when I go on someone's Instagram, they'd be like, my pronouns is this, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Or like, I'm vegan or whatever. There's like, well, that's just like a vegan page. Like, you, like, you know, advertising. Like, okay, that's understandable. But it's just like, the way how we just going. Like, we have a full list of introduction that we would go through. Sick, before we even really get to know the other person. Like, these. All right, you need to know this about me. I'm vegan, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Activist. And, oh, another thing. If that's your whole personality, if you're an activist and that's your whole personality, I find an issue with that. What the fuck? It's an action, not a fucking personality.
Cool. I go there like this. This is shit I'm talking about, though. You need something? Going up for them, powerful as fuck. And I really just want to like see feminine shit. Period. Yeah.
So I was like, like I said, this is a double edged sword. Everything pure. I am actually more supportive with people coming out on Weber and, you know, acknowledge who they are. Because, like I said, I love options. I love hearing, you know, people different perspective. Mm-hmm. Why you view yourself as this. But if it just is a trending way or whatever the fuck, or like I said, that's your whole personality, I think you need a fucking ring check.
Oh, that's all you got. Scram. I'm really ready for some, like, more, like, you know, people of color stories and, you know, their reality and
our own original, like, everything. Superheroes, you know.
Thank you.
Even just learning, I'm not sure, I gotta look up that study, but I think it says, like, we actually came from Queens and Queens, while white people really didn't. Like, they, and I'm just like, now that I think about it, y'all really did took everything and just painted in this whitewashed story. Like, because now that I think about, like, these Kings and Queens, like, where did it come from? Like, where does the idea even come from?
But that's how, like, we have yet to see an African, you know, prince. We got Prince of Egypt, but, you know, an African prince or some shit like that. This is the new story that I would like to see. Following that, the first black prince alive in Broadway. The first. I'm over it.
Oh, this whole first shit? Yeah.
Exactly. This is what it's
like. Even
we still
like
want the first.
Like, even with, like, Barack Obama, like, they keep considering him the first black president, but he really not in history.
That's just sick. The first black.
Right. And then, if anything, that just acknowledged me how racism this area really is. Like, why is he the first black? You haven't allowed black. Like, even when I think about, like, actors, every time I hear, like, a white person getting, like, a reward and everything, like, in your own right, you might be talented and you might deserve it or whatever. Fuck, I'm not trying to take that from you, but I would like to acknowledge, if we was more open to the idea of, like, any race could be an actor and all that shit, well, they would have necessarily got that reward because they competing with other motherfuckers that are trying to get that bag as well. So, do you only get that because, you know, you play, you, the field that we in is so fucking disadvantaged and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's just like,
I don't know, man. That's what I'm talking
about. That's what I'm saying. At the same time, it's like learning this information and everything. It's real and how fucked the game really is. Or whatever. Is it me being sensitive or just me just fucking tired of playing these fucking games?
Thank you.
Mm.
Because it humbles me down.
It reminds myself.
You need to be fucked in today. You can feel something. Caught feeling.
True. But at the same time, some accountability on my part too. Okay, why are you this sensitive when it comes to the cringe? Because I had some embarrassed moment in public now that I rethink it's a cringe moment. Or whatever the fuck. But people nowadays are just like, oh, I found this uncomfortable or whatever. Now cancel it. I don't want to see it.
Yeah, because they treat
even it. If I have a problem with it, I won't even go out of my way to block them up. Like on Instagram, I'm seeing nothing but like videos of like people pumping pimples now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I find that fucking disgusting. But I'm just seeing nothing but a catalog of shit. I had to go out of my way to actually block this person. Because like, it was just all on my feed. I'm like, yo, I don't want to see this shit.
Right.
But I'm just like, I usually don't fucking do that. I would just be like, I'm not interested.
Right.
But, yeah,
I gotta let this nigga in.
I was gonna say, are we good though?